Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about, feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. That's FITBOD.ME/Zabe.
Hello.
Hello, my amigo. How you doing?
You know, I broke my streak. I took sick day.
I heard through the grapevine.
Yeah, COVID finally got me.
COVID?
Yeah.
All these years and all these boosters later.
I understand. I knew you were going to go in that direction. And I did not feel sick enough to stay home. I stayed home because I had COVID.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you could have worked, but you didn't.
Well, I didn't want to infect everybody at work, so I did the right thing.
Okay. How do you feel about getting it after all these boosters? How many shots have you had?
Five. And okay. I feel good that I had the shots in that I didn't feel bad, really, and was back at work after 3 days off.
And why do you think it took so long to finally get it?
Because I had the shots.
Oh, so you'll get another booster?
Oh, yeah.
What do you do?
What do I do?
No, when is it due?
Oh, I maybe because I've had it, I may have to wait. I'll check with my doctor. But okay. I heard that there was a new one coming out pretty soon.
Okay. And you'll be definitely in line to get that. Have you read about how they are showing increased rates of people getting COVID in accordance with the number of boosters they've had?
Well, the new strains are developing all the time. The main thing for me is to stay out of the hospital, which I believe these shots successfully made happen.
Okay. And there's nothing that could sway you from that opinion?
Absolutely not.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Very good. With that said, let's get cracking. Oh, wait a minute. Wrong musical bite there. Stand by, everybody, for the proper musical open. Ah, there
today,
we go.
On the Zabecast, it's Andy Polin, the guy I once derisively called Good Enough Andy. A man who knows more Redskins history than anybody. Somebody who loved Chinese food, Tiger Woods, and 60 Minutes on Sundays. And a guy who taught me the word Meshuggah. Your bonus, uncensored 35-minute edition of the Zabecast is locked and loaded, so buckle up and let's go!
Here we go!
Tuesday, August 22nd, 2023. Thank you for downloading. Speaking of sickness and hospitals, unfortunately, my mom had some dizzy spells and we had to get her into the hospital to get her checked out. And luckily, all the major stuff has turned up negative, but she's still got something weird going on. So that's a little bit disconcerting. But I had the pleasure, Andy, of sitting in the ER waiting room for a good couple hours on Sunday. And let me tell you, I was right next to the triage nurse, where she's like, okay, what's the problem? It was quite the show of different people coming in with different maladies of all sorts and strains. I could only imagine. I know they made a popular TV show, a drama called ER, but I can only imagine, like, is there no reality shows that film this stuff in real life as to what people come in with? Mm-hmm. And I just thought to myself, you know, if you're ever really bored, and you somehow were able to weasel your way into the waiting room, you just sit there and listen to all this shit that happened to people. It's crazy. Big stuff, little stuff, everything in between.
I guess if that entertained you, then go for it.
I wouldn't say it entertained me, but it was like, oh, okay. Like one mom came in and her son was all hysterical and they're like, what happened? And she said, he fell on his face while brushing his teeth. And the toothbrush jammed him in the back of the throat.
I guess you have those weird injuries. You know, we have some friends who have four boys. They're all grown now. But as they were growing up, there's the various, you know, sports injuries playing in the backyard. And fearing that, you know, they might be charged with domestic violence, they would have to keep track of which emergency room they went to.
What?
So that on the next injury, they would go to the next hospital, because you don't want to be regulars at an emergency room. But when you got, you know, four growing boys who are all playing sports or doing stuff, it's kind of inevitable.
That is hilarious. That's why, like, gangsters and the mafia, they have their own private doctors. Yeah. So that when they get shot or something, they can go get stitched up by those guys so they don't have to have the authorities involved. Like, all right, the police are here. They want to talk to you. How did you take six bullet wounds?
Right, exactly.
All right. Let's start with this. By the way, Andy is scooching here a bit early on a Monday night because the Commanders tonight play preseason game number two after Sam Howell had been declared the starter for week one for Ron Rivera's team. Who do they play tonight?
Baltimore.
Oh, the Ravens. This will be the Monday Night Football game on ESPN, right?
Right.
Part of the new Monday Night Countdown, which we're going to talk about Van Pelt here in a second. But how much is Howell going to play tonight?
Don't know. You know, Ron Rivera talked about the balancing of playing and preventing injury. And, you know, they had the 2 days of practice with the Ravens last week. And the move seems to be that teams are putting more emphasis on those joint practices than they are on the game. So I wouldn't be surprised if Howell plays only a couple of series tonight and then calls it a night.
It's so funny, though, because you're presuming he's going to play 17 full games, four quarters, high intensity. That's what you want. But you're afraid to play him for a solid half for just three games. So in other words, well, we don't want to get him hurt. But from a pure statistical standpoint, it makes no sense. Averages,
right, but,
you know, in terms of how much more risk are you really exposing him to? And the answer is none, almost.
Yeah, but, you know, it is seemingly a lot worse if you get injured in a preseason game than even in the first half of game one. I mean, that seems to be the mindset.
It feels worse because it feels more stupid because you know the games don't matter. Luckily, we're long past the days of six preseason games. Yeah. Remember those bad old days?
I do, but there are people that forget this. There were a lot of regulars who didn't play much at all in those games. And mostly those games were for the NFL to make money. And often they were played in other cities, different than the home places. So eventually they came around to the idea, okay, let's extend the regular season, which they did in 76. I thought it was perfect at 16. I thought it never should have changed from 16. But now we're at 17, and we'll soon be at 18.
Yeah. All right, so question, what is the mood with Commander fans in the media and just in general around D.C. as to this upcoming season? Is this a, hey, let's go have a season?
I think the season is very secondary to new ownership. I think that they get a pass here. Now, if they start off 0-6, there might be a little bit of grumbling.
0-6?
Yeah. I mean, things like that. But the honeymoon is just continuing with, Josh Harris. Harris is supposed to show up on the broadcast tonight on ESPN. I've already seen some video that they've beefed up the video boards out there, and the sound system is a little bit better. This is all about falling in love with the new owner and getting the bad taste out of everybody's mouth of the Dan Snyder years.
Yeah. So I guess any winning is gravy, but one doesn't have to preclude the other. You can still go have a season. There's some people that are real Sam Howell fanatics who really think he can be a baller.
Yeah. And I think he can be, but I won't be shocked if he struggles, to think that he's just going to take the ball and become the next Tom Brady is ridiculous. He's thrown exactly 19 passes in the NFL. 19. he played against a Dallas Cowboys team that to me looked disinterested. In order for the Cowboys to get the home field advantage and the top seed in the NFC by winning that game, the Eagles were going to have to lose at home to a Giants team that was resting all of their players in preparation for the playoffs. And they knew it going in. And if you watched that game, this was not really Dallas anywhere near a good team,
Oh, well. Well, I hope for your sake, and I hope for my friends still in the media in the D.C. market, for their sake, that they do, in fact, go have themselves a damn season. Because that would be fun. I think the Eagles are clearly the class of the division. Other than that, the Giants and the Cowboys are beatable.
Right. But so is Washington. Washington.
Yeah, I know. Right.
They've got some good offensive weapons, got some good wide receivers. They got good running backs. The defense looks really good. But, you just don't know. And they haven't done much winning. There hasn't been much success to build on.
Yeah. Let's just hope with the new ownership. For Commanders fans, the curse of the quarterback with this franchise is over. The latest news was the estate and the family of Dwayne Haskins just took out a lawsuit shotgun and started firing at everybody in sight, truly making the sue me, sue everybody soundbite I play from the Jerky Boys appropriate. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they sued the dump truck company, claiming the dump truck was not maintained properly. They said three people drugged and tried to rob Haskins that night. They sued the rental car company for which Haskins was using that rental car that night. The Florida Department of Transportation for the highway not being maintained properly. Oh, my God, did they sue everybody.
Yeah, well, and looks like they were pretty quick to settle, too, because everything indicates that settlements were made and no money was disclosed. So, I think it's a sad, sad, sad story, and I guess that closes it for now, or maybe there's more, I don't know.
Do we know what happened, though?
No, we don't.
Will we ever know what happened?
I don't know. He was wandering the highway. They also claimed that the rental car had a defect that caused it to run out of gas. Can they prove that the gas gauge wasn't working? I don't know.
It seems like whoever has money, the Florida Department of Transportation, Hertz, Avis, whoever it was, the dump truck company, they'd rather just cut you a check than go through the hassle of getting sued.
I think most big companies are like that. You know, they're anxious to settle.
Yeah. They sued the hotel where Haskins was partying with the three people who apparently drugged him, roofied him before they went off. So,
hey, you want to sue me?
Yeah.
Well, why not?
Why not?
Me? Sue everybody.
Sue everybody. And I guess it's working, but it sounds like they're alleging a criminal conspiracy that led to a death, which should be manslaughter charges if I passed legal 101 at one point in my academic career. So why is there not any arrests?
I have no idea. You know, I just, again, you hear the story and there are some details that are out there. And if you really want to take a deep dive into it, you can, but it's just such a tragic thing. I don't think that there's a lot of interest in that now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's been a long, sad tale. You had guys like Ryan Fitzpatrick signed to be the guy, blows up his hip in the very first game. Before that, Alex Smith breaks his leg out there on the field. Haskins, it turns out to be a bust. He's now dead. You got RG3, whose leg fell apart on national TV in a playoff game on a green painted patch of dirt and sand at FedEx Field with good old Shanny, clueless, letting him go out there and play instead of benching him for Kirk, which would have been the smart thing to do. Let the ego and the moment get in the way of it. The McNabb contract was a failure. I mean, everything they did, I know a lot of it was just dumb Dan Snyder ideas, but there did seem to be a bit of a curse.
Yeah, but again, ideas that aren't well thought out often end, you know, this way. And you know, for all the good things that Ron Rivera has tried to do, I mean, he's the one that came in and said to Dan Snyder, yeah, I think I could make Dwayne Haskins work. Rather than really investigating the quarterback market and, you know, instead of taking Chase Young at number two, really taking a hard look at Justin Herbert and saying, yeah, we think that guy can be a quarterback. Instead, he was anxious to clean up Dan Snyder's mistake and try and make Haskins into a quarterback, which he was never able to do.
Yeah. All right. Topic three, the Scott Van Pelt story. Congratulations for SVP, a new contract with ESPN. He's one of the pillar stars they're building the network around at this point, having jettisoned a lot of what they thought was extra weight. They pretty much have a new Monday Night Countdown crew that's going to be Van Pelt at the helm of that with some new additions. And I just want your perspective, because you know him. What is the overall arc? What is the message of the Scott Van Pelt story? Here's a guy who once had glorious hair early in his television career, lost it, but still became one of the most successful, trusted, and universally liked sports TV figures.
Yeah, he really has nailed that. And one of the things that I admire most about him is he's really kept, I think, great perspective on himself. And he always, you know, tells people, hey, you know, it's a show on cable that starts at midnight. Well, you know, the fact of the matter is that it has been an enormous success. It outdraws in the male demographic, you know, the Jimmy Kimmel late night shows. And he also has this ability to, I admire this so much. There aren't that many people who can do this. They can write in their own voice. And when he does these One Big Thing commentaries, I mean, he's, to me, right up there with Andy Rooney. And, you know, whether or not you like Keith Olbermann or not, he's really good at this. And he's just got that kind of talent. And he's never really come across as a guy who's super aggressive and trying to, you know, he just takes what's given to him and makes the best of it. And I really admire the career he's had. He's been tremendous.
His humility is genuine and not fake. He treats others in the business with respect, especially those lower than him on the totem pole, which at this point is just about everybody. Mm-hmm. He is authentic, which I think is a huge, important part of it. You never think he's saying something just for clicks or likes or retweets or anything else. And the passion for sports and things like bad beats and everything else, including the more serious sentimental things, is undeniable. So it's really quite the combination. And I think smartly, he, unlike some others, realized this place ESPN may not be perfect, but it's the biggest platform for what I do and gives me the most chance to do the things I want to do. So let's make it work here instead of trying to strike out and start my own thing.
Yeah, it's been a good two-way street. He had stayed in Bristol for a long time, first as an anchor and then starting his show. And then he took a look at the PTI studios and said, you know, I'm from D.C. I still love D.C. My kids are young. I want to raise them there. And they agreed. They don't usually like to do that because they like control. Believe me. They like to have you under their thumb.
But he waited. He waited till he got to a certain point of leverage that he could say, look, this is what it will take for me to stay here. And at that point, it was an easy sell for ESPN. Yeah. And also, too, here's another thing. He didn't have the best lifestyle for a long time because of when he worked late on a Friday night, late on a Sunday night during football season. A lot of social activities and potential vacations and weekend getaways cut short by that, and he was committed to doing the job, and that helped gain him that leverage.
Right, and I believe, I don't know this for a fact, but I believe that in his new contract, he doesn't have to do as many as those midnight sports centers, that and that probably ties into his kids growing up and wanting to attend more of their activities and things like that.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is that I wouldn't say that he doesn't inject politics into his sports. I would go one step further and say the casual listener or anyone really doesn't even know what his politics are, if he has any. And that is a key stealth mode that he was able to activate that really helped him become universally liked.
Right. He also was big in the transition to gambling because he was doing it before.
Yeah. He was doing it when they were like, God, can you talk a bit less about gambling? Now ESPN owns a sports book.
Right. So he was perfect for that transition, and the bad beats has become, you know, he does, I think, a separate show just on bad beats.
Yeah.
So I think he owns something that was very, very good.
I think he owns the concept and some elements of it, and he's leveraged that big time. And of course, he works next to guys like Stephen A. Smith, who look more like a Jim Henson Muppet who talks sports than anything else. Here was Stephen A. Smith confidently saying on Monday that Stephon Diggs, the perpetually perturbed wideout, wants out of Buffalo.
I can't ignore. Because to me, elevating the Jets like that is letting the Buffalo Bills off the hook. Last time I checked, we looked at Josh Allen. And we said, yo, man, what's going on? You in AFC Championship game a few years ago. You and Patrick Mahomes was going at it. You were supposed to be the heir apparent and stuff like that. Stuff ain't work out. You lose. Joe Burrow comes up there, goes to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. Last year at the AFC Championship game. And instead of thinking about Josh Allen, we thinking about Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow going up against one another, okay? So you got Stephon Diggs, this brother all-world receiver, but clearly wasn't happy. Walked out, didn't want to talk to nobody. They came into training camp. They had some friction. They had to get settled and all of this other stuff. Brother wants out, by the way. I'm just telling you what I know. I got my own sources. Brother wants out. He don't want to be in Buffalo anymore. He don't want to. I'm telling you right now. I have my sources. Stephon Diggs got to be there, but he would prefer to be gone because he's lost a level of belief in the Buffalo Bills. That's right, I said it.
So there you go. He's got his sources, he says. Diggs came out within hours and said, this is bullshit. That's not true. Now, I'm not saying I believe Diggs, Andy, but what do you make of that?
Well, you know, Stephen A. could turn out to be right. And the way these things go, you know, hard denial following a source story doesn't mean anything these days. But, you know, he has, not necessarily for football, but he has in the past had sources. He was the one who broke the story of the LeBron gang coming together in Miami all those years ago.
That's true. And there's no punishment for being wrong.
Right. Exactly. That's another thing. You know, as long as you're loud enough, you could probably get away with a lot of things.
Yeah, there's some guys who are perpetually perturbed on sports teams, and man, I just think that teams do good to avoid those guys at all costs, because Diggs is the same way. Talented, yes, but there's a lot of talented wideouts out there. They're going to be in the business of, is Stephon Diggs happy all season long unless the Bills are 8-1 out of the chute? And that's going to be a real toothache for him.
And also, I would say this about Stephen, I've said this to you before, he will admit when he's wrong. So if he turns out that he's off on this one, He'll admit it.
You mean unlike Colin Cowherd, who to date has not yet apologized nor rectified the error regarding I put Haskins on a list of quarterbacks who could not win the Super Bowl, overlooking the fact that he has passed away, has not done that yet and probably never will, right?
No, he does the Mike Francesa playbook. You just say it and you never admit that you're wrong, right?
Yeah. Another disgruntled athlete, superstar athlete, former league MVP, James Harden is begging, I mean begging his way out of Philadelphia. Pretty much they decided they were going to trade him once the offseason came. Then they realized we can't trade him. Then Harden opted in under the premise of that'll make me easier to trade. And now Daryl Morey still can't move him. And so Harden is trashing Morey in every appearance he can make, including doing random interviews on softball fields in Houston at charity events to nobodies, pretty much bashing the Sixers. This is incredible. He is a former league MVP, not near 40 or older. He's still quite viable. They can't move him for love nor money.
Right. Well, he's 34. Who's the latest? Kevin McHale trashed him recently. Said he showed up fat and basically cost him his job. Yeah, he's realized that if you can become a big enough pain in the ass, they'll trade you. Well, that's fine. And the latest is that the league is supposedly going to investigate because if Daryl Morey did lie to him, he might have a point. I don't know. I mean, what has happened under the Adam Silver commissionership is he has totally turned the league over to the players. The players completely run it now. And, you know, when you have that kind of situation, these are the things that you run into.
I say this about the NBA. I love the game, hate the league. The game, hate the league. But now they've got the in-season tournament. Did you and I talk about that?
Yeah, and I was not as enthused about it as you are.
And by not enthused, you would say not at all.
Not at all, no. I don't think this is going to mean anything. I mean, the players that are obsessed with load management are suddenly going to try and win a participation trophy in the middle of the season? No.
It'd be interesting to see how it plays out. I mean, I'm not against trying new things, but it doesn't seem like this one has legs. I don't feel bad for Daryl Morey in the least because he was the last James Harden fan, and he got into the James Harden business when he landed on his feet in Philadelphia after the whole thing in Houston with the China tweet and everything else. So guess what? Lie down with dogs, wake up with fleas, buddy. You bought them, you own them now. Good luck.
I agree.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Darren Revelle tweeted this after Adam Rittenberg at ESPN tweeted, ESPN story on the new letter coming from 86 ex-Northwestern athletes in multiple sports that criticizes administrators for a lack of due process leading to Pat Fitzgerald's firing. It outlines a clear failure of unbiased and principled leadership, to which Revelle said, quote, the other side of this story, remember Revelle's a Northwestern alum and very proud at that, the other side of the story, which wasn't allowed to be voiced in a rush to judgment, will get its day.
Interesting. Well, they did react to the reaction, which often happens in this case. And they seem to want to push this away from them as quickly as they could. So the fastest way to do that was to get rid of Fitzgerald. But yeah, I would be interested to hear the whole story of this. And I can't believe that this would have been the only program in America with this kind of hazing went on. I mean, it just,
no, of course it's not the only one. And what direct knowledge or direction did Fitzgerald himself give to these acts that were not even proven beyond a reasonable doubt? They were alleged.
Right. Of all places, you would think that there would be a bigger, more fair investigation instead of, oh, he's out, let's move on. And then they kept the assistants, and the assistants were walking around with T-shirts sympathetic to him, and the administration got mad about that. I mean, talk about not getting your arms around the whole situation. They failed on every level.
Yeah. So did the assistants, were they told, hey, don't wear those, it's a bad look?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy. Oh, Northwestern, you can't win for losing sometimes. Next topic. This could be the last good college football season. And by good, I mean traditional and logical, in that it's the last year in which you're going to have the Pac-12 as it was at least originally constructed for the most part. Last time you'd have Oklahoma and Texas in the Big 12. Last time you're going to have a four-team playoff, which many people think is plenty enough. And once you go to bigger, it's going to get watered down. And this will kind of be like the last, it's going to be an end of an era. Are you feeling a bit misty about this being the last rational college football season?
Yes and no. Look, when I think of Oklahoma and Texas, I don't think of them as being in the same conference. I went to a couple of the big Red River shootouts back in the day when Texas was in the Southwest Conference and Oklahoma was in, brace yourself, the Big Eight.
Right.
And so, you know, these things have changed over the years. When I sit down to watch a college football game now, I don't get too caught up in, you know, conference other than Ohio State, Michigan at the end of the year. Other than that, there really isn't, you know, even UCLA, USC, that was always kind of fun in the dead of winter when you could look at all the pretty girls in the palm trees at the end of the year. But, you know, by and large, I didn't grow up in a college football town. I grew up here in Washington, where Maryland played in the ACC and football was clearly secondary to basketball. And I didn't go to a big football school. I went to two schools that one didn't have a football team. The other was Division III.
Right.
So I don't feel it the way some people do. I would imagine if you're an alum of one of these big football schools, you might feel this way. But I don't.
But I still enjoyed watching these games that I had no geographic, community, or historical knowledge, or really dog in the fight. Like Bedlam, Oklahoma versus Oklahoma State, that rivalry. This is the last year of that. would love watching that game because I could tell how much it mattered to those people in Oklahoma. Same thing for the Apple Cup, which people are going to go, who gives a shit? Washington State, last year for that. More importantly, and I forgot this, last year for the vaunted SEC on CBS, in that late afternoon window on network TV with Uncle Vern and the glorious 1080p high definition. God damn, I'm going to miss that.
I'm going to miss that. I agree with that. But, you know, Vern's been gone for a while. And,
I know.
Brad Nessler is okay.
I know.
Not Vern.
I know. Change is hard, Andy. But then again, you've lived even longer than I have in the sports world as a media member and a sports fan, so I guess you're better practiced at it.
Look, I remember Chris Schenkel talking about the thrill and pageantry of college football. And that's when the NCAA was doling it out like an eyedropper. You got a game on Saturday, and that was it. Occasionally you got two. And then Oklahoma went to court in 1984, and the rest is history. Now you got 400 games on every Saturday. So,
yeah. One last thing about TV and media rights. There's swirling rumors that Apple could be in line to buy ESPN. The whole thing. Lock, stock, and barrel. They're one of the few companies that has infinity money on hand to do so and would in one fell swoop acquire the rights to an absolute treasure trove of professional sports. What do you think?
I think it's probably going to happen, don't you?
Well, would you be happy with it? Your Apple product lineup consists of a phone. Do you have a tablet? Do you have a MacBook laptop? Do you have a desktop Mac?
I have a desktop Mac. Okay. I have an iPhone. My wife has an iPad. And look, if it means that I get rid of this cable bill, which is filled with stuff I don't care about, that would be okay too.
Okay. What goes first, your cable TV or the Washington Post physical print subscription to your driveway?
Oh, I'm not giving up that. Why would I give up that?
Well, pretty soon they're going to say, we don't offer this anymore.
Well, that's a possibility, but until they do, I'm going to pay the freight to be able to walk out of my house and pick up the paper and take off the plastic wrap and throw it in the trash can and then take the sports section into the crapper and start my day.
And then snap it open before making a remark while sitting at the kitchen table. That's always a good power move, isn't it? The dad popping the paper open right before he makes some crack, like, well, looks like it's going to be a hot one today, kids.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. You know, the weather in the corner on the upper right, left-hand corner, absolutely. Absolutely. All right.
And then there's this, Andy. You have long since said you'd love to live to 100. Uh-huh. You got good stock. You're taking all the recommended booster shots that the authorities say you should take. You could get there, but Bob Barker may get there first. He is 99 and a half right now. His 100th birthday is coming December 12th. This reminds me of when Betty White tickled the heavens of the amazing three-digit birthday number, only to have the magazine covers that said Betty White at 100 turn out to be collector's items because she never quite made it. How badly are you rooting for the former host of The Price is Right to make it to the century mark?
Oh, I absolutely am rooting for him to do that. And he's done great work in his life with the rescue of animals and other causes.
Get your pet spayed and neutered. So says Bob Barker.
Right. I there's nothing. Well, there are some allegations about some of the models on The Price is Right.
Of course.
But by and large, it seems like he's lived a good life, a well-lived life, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And I think the fact that he had this amazing high-paying job, celebrity job, where they batch recorded a shit ton of episodes, and he lived in Palm Springs, California, one of the most beautiful places to live year-round, I think had a huge contribution to him living so long and hopefully living even longer than this, knock on wood.
Yeah. And he retired from something that wasn't that difficult.
exactly right. Are you going to retire from Price is Right? Was it really killing you, Bob, to hold that long pencil thin microphone oddly
and interview 3 days a month? Yeah, right.
Interview housewives from Dubuque who are there to try to guess the price of a gallon of soap.
Yeah.
All right. Andy, good luck to your Commanders tonight, my friend, and we will talk to you next week. Thank you.
Thanks, Ed. Best to your mom.
Yeah, we'll do. Very good.
Seemed impossible to fail.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.